There was no other softball game in the Southwest Iowa region that compared to the final matchup between Riverside and number 12 Griswold on Wednesday evening. The Bulldogs were able to come back in the seventh inning after being down 5-3 and were able to rally for their 6-5 final win of the regular season. The game all started in Riverside's favor in the first inning of action. After Bulldog pitcher Peyton Schaefer pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning, it came to the bottom of the first for the Bulldogs. After two flyouts, Madison Kelly came up to the plate and launched a home run over the left field wall to put the Bulldogs up 1-0 heading into the second. That lead wouldn't last for long, as they hit the top of the second, and Griswold's Whitney Pennock walked to put a runner on first, and eventually two outs for Carson Adams. The right fielder was able to punch out a single to score Pennock, and earn an RBI to tie the game at 1-1. After the hit by Carson Adams, Josie Reynolds earned a hit of her own, with a single to earn an RBI, and score Adams to take the 2-1 lead. Riverside couldn't make any contact with the ball in the bottom of the second, and it all came to the third inning. Griswold would look to solidify their lead even further after going on a two-out rally that started with Milken reaching on an error and Pennock earning her second straight walk. Addison Adams was able to come up to the plate and hit a key single to score Milken, while Carson Adams reached on another error to help score Pennock to go up 4-1. The Bulldogs also came up for another 3-out, 3-down inning, which led us into the fourth. While Marissa Askin kept the Bulldogs in their tails to the double, she was left stranded after two flyouts that ended the top of the fourth. In the bottom of the fourth, Riverside would go on to add another run with a key single by Peyton Schaefer and a double by Adeline Martins to score another run and put the game within two. In the fifth, Griswold would be featured in another two-out rally with a double by Addison Adams, which was followed up by a single by Carson Adams to score Addison and go up 5-2. The Bulldogs would once again feature another 3-up, 3-down inning to head us into the sixth. The sixth inning is where Bulldogs pitcher Peyton Schaefer would help close out the ball game while forcing two groundouts, a defensive error, and another groundout to end the inning. Riverside would then jump into the bottom of the sixth with a leadoff single by Ellie Henderson that put a runner on with no outs. However, she would be caught stealing at second on a key throw by Whitney Pennock to put up the first out. Just after that play, Bulldogs' Caden Schnack would smack a home run over the right field wall for a fourth of the season and get within two runs once again. After Schaefer would retire the side once again in the top of the seventh, it all came down to the bottom of the seventh inning. Riverside started off the inning with a single by Adeline Martins that was followed up by a double by Sydney Summers to put two runners on with no outs. Lily Reed would go on to hit a lineout, which brought up Casey Perkins. The first baseman would go on to hit a sack fly to score Martins and come within one run. Ashley Kelly would then go on to hit a single and score Summers to tie the ball game at 5-5. Jumping back up to the top of the order, Riverside's Ellie Henderson hit another key single to put two runners on with two outs. Kenan Schnack would once again help her team by hitting a high fly ball toward the right field foul line that would be dropped and score the winning run of Ashley Kelly to take the win 6-5.
These girls, like I just told them, they're the comeback girls. I can never give up on them. They always battle back and find a way to win.
Riverside head coach Lacey Patterson was proud of her girls rallying the bottom of the seventh inning, as the comeback girls knew how they wanted to finish the end of the regular season.
You know, like I tell the girls, keep rallying. You know, if we get an out, separate it. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And the girls, they know how to rally.
One of the top players in the ball game was Riverside's Cindy Summers. The shortstop made four key plays defensively and continued the rally in the bottom of the seventh with an impactful double to keep the rally going forward.
Yeah, she's one that if she makes an error, she's able to separate it. So, you know, I never have a doubt in her, and she really connected to the ball. So
Riverside played their game on the field and moved forward with their plan that gave them their final win before postseason action. This victory will help propel them into the playoffs after defeating one of the top teams in the state.
You know, I always tell them we play our game and that's how we go it. So we came in, they told them to have a plan, and they did. So
the Bulldogs will now wait for the first round of play on Monday, July 8th against Boyer Valley, while Griswold awaits their opponent after receiving a first round bye. The Tigers will take on either East Mills or St. Albert this coming Wednesday, July 10th, with a broadcast on 96.5 KSOM. I'm Zach Cowens reporting.